This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Hearings started today for a lawsuit that aims to keep former President Trump off of Colorado's primary ballot next year. They argue Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election disqualify him from holding office again under the 14th Amendment. But Trump supporters, like Joanne Baker of Castle Rock, see this as an effort to deprive them.
And that's just unbelievably ridiculous. They can't do that. I mean, I don't know what's happened to my state.
Colorado Springs and El Paso County might come to an agreement on sweeps of unhoused people in the area. At the moment, cleanup teams led by the city or the county are only allowed in their respective jurisdiction. CPR's Dan Boy says this could soon change.
To sum it up, the city has more staff and resources for camp cleanups than the county does. This proposal basically says the city folks can go out into the county and conduct those cleanups in the same fashion they would, and El Paso County will then reimburse the city. The city council is set to vote on it during their first meeting in November.
That's CPR's Dan Boyce reporting. A 17-year-old accused of shooting five people at a bar in Denver is set to make her first court appearance tomorrow. The shooting began after the girl was denied entry into a bar in September. Denver police arrested her in Southern California earlier this month. The girl faces 28 criminal counts, including 7 counts of attempted murder. You're listening to CPR News. More news at cpr.org. It's 6:05.